if butter's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you say the butter is
rancid.
Okay. What about thick milk? You call that
clabber?
Anything you make from clabber?
Sour biscuits.
Uh-huh. Any kind of cheese or anything?
No, not that I know of. I don't even make the biscuits, but I've heard of this.
Uh-huh. What's the first thing you have to do after milking to get the impurities out? You have to?
Oh, I don't know.
Like if you were pouring something through a fine cloth or something, you'd say you were
separating?
Well,
I don't know.
You might have little hairs and things in the milk. You have to
strain. Strain.
And this is something kind of like a fruit pie, only it has several layers of fruit and dough in it.
Cobbler.
Okay.
Oh, they're good.
And if someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
And food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a
in between meal? Lunches.
Okay. You think of a lunch as being, what do you think of a lunch as being?
A small meal that you really don't cook, like sandwiches.
It could be either at noon or in the middle of the day. Or
mm-hmm. When I say lunch, I don't mean a specific time period. I mean a lunch. Like we take our lunch to the beach, not the picnic, but the lunch. Let's go lunch at the beach. It's just sandwiches and things.
Uh-huh. What about snack or bait or?
Snack.
Uh-huh.
But what's the other one?
Or bait or piece or?
No.
Is a snack the same as a lunch?
To me, yeah.
And say if you took milk or cream and mixed it with sugar and nutmeg and made a sweet liquid that you could pour over pudding or pie, you call that a
sauce.
Okay. And say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you tell them just go ahead and they're standing up.
Go ahead and sit down.
Okay. So you say, so then he
sat down.
And everybody has, no one else was standing because everybody had already.
Let me see how I would say it exactly. Was already sitting down.
Or everybody had done what? Everybody
had. Everybody had sat down.
Okay. And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them just go ahead and
get what you want.
Okay. Or go ahead and what?
Reach.
Did you say take some or help
yourself?
Yeah,
go ahead and help yourself. That's what I say. Go ahead and help yourself. That's exactly what
okay. And you say, then I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already
gotten what he wanted.
Or he had already
helped himself.
And if you decide not to eat something, you'd say, no thank you,
I don't want any.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's
leftovers.
Or it's been what?
Heated.
Okay. Did you say it's been head over or warmed up or?
Warmed up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
And you said he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
swallow.
Okay. He could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow.
Okay. And you say something that they have particularly in the South is something you eat for breakfast.
Sausage.
Or something that's made out of ground up corn.
Cornbread?
Or
grits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anything else similar to grits that people?
Not hominy. Is that what you mean?
What's hominy like?
I don't know. It's larger. I've never eaten any. I've just heard of it. And I used to think it was the same as grits, but I found out that it wasn't.
What about the something that is made from a grain? It's white and it's made from a grain. It takes a lot of water to grow.